sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas, Alicia Chanina ben Rav Aaron Avram. We are holding a Maseches Negayim B'Siyata Dishmaya. We are in Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah will talk about two Negayim that appear on healing skin. The first one is B'Makom Hashchin, in the place where there is a boil, meaning that it appears on skin partially healed from a boil or an injury that wasn't caused by fire. And this Mishnah, the Nega itself, is called Shchin. So you have the Nega, which is called Shchin, and it's B'Makom Shchin, where there was a boil. There's another Nega the Torah describes, one that appears on skin healing from a burn because there was a fire or something was heated by fire, as discussed in the beginning of the ninth perek. So this Nega is called a michva, a burn. This is a burn Nega. So we have a Nega that appears on skin healing from a burn. So this guy's called a michva. And in Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, it's explained that a Nega appearing on an open wound doesn't become Tameh. The laws of a Shchin, of a boil Nega, and a michva, a burn Nega, apply only when the wound is covered by a layer of healing skin, which is as thick as a garlic skin. If the injury heals completely, the laws of a nega on normal skin apply, even if the skin is still rough. So this Shchin and Michva, the boil Nega and the burn Nega, have two halachic differences from normal Negayim and normal skin. Number one, the person afflicted by a Shchin or a Michva, by a boil Nega or burn Nega, is confined for a maximum of 7 days. If there are no white hairs and it doesn't expand after 7 days of Hezger, of being a Muskar, of being confined, then the Kohen declares him Tahar. And number two, a living skin, a Michya, inside the Nega is not a symptom of Tuma when it comes to a Shchin or a Michva. So even though a boil nega and a burn nega have the same halachas, they're considered two separate categories and don't combine to form one nega. If you have a shchin smaller than a gris next to a michva smaller than a gris, the person remains tahar because neither nega is big enough on its own to be metamehim. So now let us have the great schus of learning the Mishnah inside. Hashchin v'hamichva mitamin b'shavua echad. A boil or a burn is tamei for no longer than 1 week. As the Bartanura explains, the Sha'ar Negoim Yeshlem Shnei Hasgaras. Other Negayim have two Hasgaras, two quarantines, two confinements. Ve'elu im lo pasha b'shavua rishon lo nolad se'er lovin pocher. On these, if they didn't spread in the first week and there was no white hairs, he's pater. B'lashon mitamin dinokat, in this lashon of the Mishnah of mitamin, Hachi ka'amar. This is what it means to say. K'shebo elu shnei semanu b'sof shavua echad, tamei. these two simanim came at the beginning of at the end of the first week, he's tamei. Halobo tar, and if they don't come, he's tar. And that's what it says vayitur now in the Mishnah. Hashkin b'michum v'tam mishavu echad, a burner, a boiler, a burn is tamei for no longer than 1 week, unless, you know, when it becomes tamei for more, when you have two simanim. And what are they? B'shnei simanim, b'seir love and b'fision, a white hair or an expansion. So unless it has white hairs or an expansion, it expands, it becomes tahor. B'seir lavan, with white hairs, b'tchila b'sof shavua la'achar p'tor, either initially, at the end of a week, or after the nega was declared tahor. Just like we learned in the previous Mishnah, if two white hairs appear initially, or after Hasgara, after confinement, or after the Nega was declared Tar, the Nega is confirmed, it's Mukhlat. Similarly, if the Kohen can find the Nega, and at its re-examination, or after it was declared Tar, he saw that it spread, he confirms it Tamei. So just like we saw in the previous Mishnah, so to here, if either initially at the end of the week or after it was ptored, it was declared tahor, it now spread or grew white hairs, this shchin and this michvah, this boil nega and this burn nega, again, a boil nega is a skin that partially healed from a boil or an injury not caused by fire, as explained at the beginning of the ninth parak. And the mikvah is that it's skin healing from a burn. Ubepisyon, with expansion. When does expansion happen? Besof shavua la'achar aptur, at the end of the week or after becoming pater. So if at the end of the week it expands, or after declared pater it expands, he was declared tar, it expands, then he becomes a mukhlat. And it becomes tame for 1 week, which is 7 days. So l'chora that's pashut. Of course he's tame a week is 7 days. So the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that either we're writing this for stylistic reasons, to keep the style consistent with the other Mishnayos in the Perek, as we're going to see when we define how long a Shavua is, and we've already seen, and we talk about 2 weeks, it's 13 days because the last day of the first week is the first day of the next week. So here also, we have to define the length of the Shavua, so we say 7 days. Or also, maybe here there's no Miktus Ayom Kekula. Maybe it's a complete seventh day. So again, Hashchin v'amichva metamein b'shavua echad. Shchin v'amichva metamein for no more than 1 week, unless it has uvishnei simanim, one of these two symptoms. Either b'seir lavan v'pisyon, white hair expansion, b'seir lavan v'tchila b'sof shavua l'achar p'tur, with white hair initially at the end of the week or after the neg was a clear tar, or v'pisyon b'sof shavua l'achar p'tur, with expansion at the end of the week or after the neg was a clear tar, or metan v'shavua echad sheshivasyon, it's metan for 1 week, which equals 7 days. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have been zochet to learn the fourth Mishnah of the third Perek of Maseches Negaim, and God should give us life and health and everything good, and we'll be zecha to continue. Amir Tzeh Hashem. Shalom, shalom, see you soon.